bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believe that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Here is the news. Member of Commission 9 of the House of Representatives, Edi Wuryanto, has highlighted the importance of establishing an Indonesian hospital in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, given the restrictions on health service provisions at pilgrims' lodgings. According to him, as the restrictions are strictly enforced by local authorities, Indonesian health workers are unable to step up health posts at the lodgings. Indonesia's Ministry of Environment has announced that using public transportation, particularly electric vehicles and those running on low sulfur fuels, can reduce air pollution in the Greater Jakarta area by up to 5%. The Ministry's Director of Air Quality Protection and Management, Edward Nixon, stated on Wednesday that the use of public transportation must go hand in hand with improvements in fuel quality. That's the news.
Tentang rasa rinduku, dengarlah, oh dengarlah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau maksiat dan kau bayangkan ajal mendekat. Apakan kau buat, kau takkan selamat. Pasti dirimu habis dan tamat. Bukan ku so taat sebelum terlambat. Ayo sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat. Ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Astagfirullahalazim. Pandanglah ke sana, lihat yang di sana. Mereka yang terbaring di tanah, bukankah mereka pernah hidup juga? Kita pun kan menyusul mereka. Astagfirullahalazim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat, hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat, berapa kali maksiat. Ingat, ingat, sobat, ingatlah akhirat. Cepat ucap ucap astagfirullahalazim. Cepat ucap astagfirullahalazim.
Thank you. Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuaing amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak soni dokon, jumulohami marsattabi. Amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan. Nama lo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami, tupatik nyamata debata. Baik damang majo, godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Listener, Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consist of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. While gendang telu, sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir Jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singindungi, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karol traditional ethno-scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singindungi player is called pangguwa. And penganak player is called Simalu Penganak. And gong player is called Simalugung. And also Mangkuk Michiho player is called Simalu Mangkuk Michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang karo is complete if there are sarune, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or poor, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Dia yang bangkitkan jiwa. Yes, listeners, that's a song from Voodoo with title Salam Untuk Dia. Hopefully the song also entertains you and give you such, I mean, make you feel relaxed, listener. And maybe to all of you, some of you who have got about it experience listening to the music Voodoo with title Salam Untuk Dia, maybe can feel you relax, make you feel relaxed and even feel comfortable in accompanying you doing your activities. And finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal. I would like to end my togetherness with you, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program. And stay tuned at www.voinews.id because we still have our other interesting songs for listeners. And stay tuned, and at 12:00 p.m. our colleague Unika would like to replace my position. And stay tuned and enjoy your time, enjoy your day, enjoy your activities. Have a nice listener. Voodoo with title Salam Untuk Dia.
only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Terima kasih.
bilik bambu, tempat tinggal kita tanpa hiasan, tanpa lukisan. Beratap jerami, beralaskan tanah. Namun semua ini punya kita. Memang semua ini milik kita sendiri. Hanya alang-alang pagar rumah kita, tanpa anyelir, tanpa melati. Hanya bunga bakung tumbuh di halaman. Namun semua itu punya kita. Memang semua itu
of Indonesia.
Apa salahku? Apa salah ibuku? Hidupku dirundung pilu. Tak ada yang mau, yang menginginkan aku untuk jadi pengobat pilu, untuk selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku, aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku, aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau? Yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku.